This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. We just talked about how badly the car industry is doing. Airlines, too, are suffering.
Despite much cheaper tickets, fewer Americans are flying, even now during the usually busy holiday season. For more, we're joined now by Scott McCartney. He writes the middle seat column for The Wall Street Journal. Welcome to the program.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So compared to other holiday seasons, how many people are traveling this year?
Well, a lot fewer. I mean, millions fewer. The airline capacity was down about 10-12%. And I think we're seeing empty seats on flights even at holiday times. Those empty seats are going to get eaten up this week by people canceled by storms and trying to reaccommodate. But basically, it's just way down for airlines.
Scott, over the summer, jet fuel went as high as $4.35 a gallon, and now we're seeing those fuel prices drop. Jet fuel is now down to about $1.49 a gallon. How is that affecting ticket prices?
Well, ticket prices are still high, although we've seen a good deal of discounting because travel has fallen off so much. And what's really remained in place are the fees that airlines sold because of high fuel prices, but the fees to check your bags, fees to change tickets went up, just an array of fees that airlines hit travelers with, and that's remained in place even though fuel prices have come down.
If the economy continues as it's been going and fewer people are traveling in 2009, what is that going to mean for the airlines? Will they be able to survive?
Well, sure. I think they will be able to survive. It's interesting that so many industries right now are coming in for bailouts, and the one industry we haven't heard from in terms of a bailout is the airline industry. It's almost as if for the first time in their history, the country's having a bailout and the airlines weren't invited. It's actually kind of a strange position for them to be in. The thing that has saved the airline industry is fuel. It has come down so dramatically, and that just means literally billions of dollars in expense that the airlines don't have to pay. What they've done, they did fortuitously because of fuel prices, they cut their capacity. So as the economy really slowed this fall, they already had their capacity cuts in place. It was done for fuel, wrong reason, right result. And so they were pretty well positioned for the downturn. It looks like they didn't cut enough. I think we'll see more flights taken out of schedules, more airplanes grounded, more layoffs at airlines through next year. But financially, the projections right now are they may even earn profits in 2009. I think that's probably optimistic. Recessions have never been good for airlines. We haven't seen them in sort of the economic spiral that they've been in past recessions.
Finally, let's say you still haven't made any plans to travel for this holiday season. Are there any last-minute fantastic bargains out there?
Well, I would say that there were until recent days when the weather has been so terrible in different parts of the country that whatever empty seats were out there have really been gobbled up by travelers whose flights were canceled and they've had to be reaccommodated. So you may have a tough time right now finding a seat, but you know, for sort of the non-holiday period or as we get closer to New Year's, I think there still will be bargains. I think people will be able to jump on an airplane at pretty cheap prices and go somewhere if they want to go.
Scott McCartney writes the middle seat column for The Wall Street Journal. Thank you.